Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Hello?
Hi, sir. My name is LaShonda with Nation Safe Drive, Motor Mercury
Roadside
Assistance. And I'm trying to get a tow for your vehicle. And I just need a little bit more information so I can know what equipment to send out. Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Because that's
Thank
what
you.
I need to speak to you about, definitely.
Oh, okay. Great. So what color is the vehicle?
The color of the vehicle is black.
And the damage to the vehicle?
Unknown.
And the reason being?
It was in sort of a flood in my garage yesterday, and so I don't know what kind of water damage there might be to the vehicle. The car never moved. It wasn't involved in any sort of a collision. It's still in my garage. So there's two things that we need here. It has to be a flatbed, so please note that.
Of course, we was going to do that anyway.
So it must be a flatbed. And number two, you may want to send an extra guy because it has to be pushed out of the garage. You can't be, the car can't be, I'm not going to start the car.
So why won't you start it? And oh, because you're afraid of the water damage maybe?
Correct. And the dealer said, don't start the car. Don't start it. Because
Okay.
If there is potential damage, starting it would potentially cause a lot more damage.
Okay, so
consider the car
out.
Consider the car non-startable.
Okay.
So again, you may want to send an extra person along, because the car needs to be pushed out of the garage.
So what we'll do is we'll add a winching on, and we'll drag the vehicle out with a winch.
You can do that too.
That's how we'll do that. So, the vehicles, how high up did the water get, do you know?
Probably sort of right at the bottom line of the car, I think. I couldn't tell because it was a lake in there. I couldn't see it until the water was drained out of the garage. But based on the water line, right around the bottom of the vehicle.
Thank
I think
you.
The water was about 10 to 12 inch, I think.
Thank you. That helps a lot. Okay, so great. We got that. Do you know if the vehicle can shift into neutral?
It can shift into neutral.
Wonderful. So can I have your claims number, please?
Hold on. I'm on with the guy now from Mercury. Do I have a claims number?
Yes, sir. It's C as in Charlie. A as in Apple. P as in Peter. A as in Apple. 0192-0119.
Did you get that?
No, I didn't get that.
Oh, hold on 1 second then. Jose, hold on. Can you repeat that? I would put it up against my cell phone. I thought they could hear it, but they couldn't. You could repeat it.
Got it. It's C as in Charlie, A as in Apple,
B as in Peter, A as in Apple, 0192-0119. Okay. Okay, let me give you the claim number is C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, P as in Peter. And then 0192-0119.
Thank you.
So CAPA. I don't know if I said the A. So
you did.
C is in Charlie, A is in Apple, P is in Peter, A is in Apple, 0192-0119.
Thank you.
Let me know if you got that or you need me to repeat it again.
No, I have it. Will the vehicle be left unattended?
The vehicle will, no, it'll be, it's going to be brought over to the dealer. So the dealer will attend to it.
So what I'm asking is, when we come, will the vehicle be left unattended at all?
No. When you come, the dealer will meet the tow truck. And I'm going to go with the tow truck because I'm going to have the keys to the vehicle,
okay,
which I need to provide to the dealer.
Okay.
So also note that I'm going to be riding with the driver across town. And then the driver will probably just leave it on the street in front, and then the dealer will push it into the dealership.
Okay. So I can't guarantee that you can ride. That's completely up to the driver. So you would need to secure another ride just in case they're not allowing passengers because we're in a pandemic.
Well, that last time that was fine. I'm not going to provide my keys to the tow truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
I won't give someone a vehicle with my keys to go, so I need to drive with. I have no other way to get there, so that needs to happen. And if you have a problem with that, then you're going to have a problem with Mercury Insurance.
All right, then. Well, I guess we'll have to have a problem with Mercury Insurance because we can't make these providers take passengers when we're in a pandemic. That's completely their safety, and they have the right to decline.
We're not in a pandemic. We're not in a pandemic. The COVID pandemic ended already.
Okay, well, I apologize that you feel that way, but a lot of us still feel that way. And if the provider says that you cannot ride, then you will not be able to ride. So if you need to talk to Mercury about that, then we can. If you feel as if that's not going to work for you, then, like you said, we were going to have problems with Mercury. So I'm not sure how, when it's totally up to the provider.
Well, aren't you the provider?
No, I'm the dispatcher. I get all your information, then I call my provider, and then he will let me know if he, and this is per our protocol, all of our customers go through the same process, and the provider is up to them.
That's totally fine. That's fine. If they don't want to allow me, then I'll have to figure out another way to get there then. Okay,
correct.
Fine.
Correct. All right, thank you. So the keys will be with the vehicle. You'll be with the vehicle. Do you have a mask?
Do I have a mask?
Correct.
Yes. Why do you even know that?
Because if our provider do allow you to ride, you cannot ride without a mask.
Yeah, I do have a mask, and I'm happy to do that.
If it
makes the person more comfortable. Yeah.
Thank you for appreciating other people being comfortable.
Of course.
Thank you.
Jose, hang in there. I'm still on with the tow truck dispatcher.
So it looks like we're picking the vehicle up at 2000 Beach Street, number 201, San Francisco, California, 94123.
That's correct. But the car is in the garage. If you could make a note, I'm not with the car, and I can't see my garage from my window. So how do we handle that? So like when they get here, can someone call me to let me know they're outside? Normally, this would be like roadside assistance. You would be with the car. So this is a little bit unusual. I'm at home. My car's at home, but in a garage. So when that tow truck pulls up, I don't want to go down and sit in the car for an hour. That would be silly. I don't know how long it'll take. Can somebody just notify me with a text or a call that they're outside,
sure,
and then I'll just go down and meet them?
Sure, we can do that. Also, what we ask our customers to do, we're going to send you an ETA. When you know that your provider is supposed to be there within, let's say, an hour, we just advise that you go closer to the car within that time. Like, let's say if it's like been 50 minutes, well, you know they'll be there in 10 minutes. So we also ask you to do that as well. But I will ask them to give you a call upon arrival.
A call or a text. And here's why. And I respectfully, in my experience with waiting for tow trucks, when they say an hour, it can be an hour and a half. When they say 15 minutes, it can be an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't want to go sit or stand down there for what could be, you know, 30 or 40 or 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the easiest way is when they get here, just give me a quick call and I'll just come down and we'll take care of it.
Sounds good. All right. So let's see where you're located. Let's see what I'll do about
I'm sorry, you were breaking up there at the end, so I didn't hear what you said. If you could please repeat it.
I can. So what I said was is that at this time, what I will do is I'll start reaching out to a provider. Once I get one secured, I'll give you a call back and I'll let you know if they're going to allow you to ride or if you need to secure your own transportation, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.